Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
I've been trying to eat healthier, and by eat healthier, I just mean eat less is essentially the biggest thing that I've been trying to do on a daily basis. So over 2 weeks ago, I started fasting. I also quit smoking a few weeks ago, which I'm on day 22 or 23 right now without cigarettes. Thank you very much. And I got to tell you, it was, you know, really, really hard at first. But what's been a great distraction is that I'm not allowed to eat anything.
So you're just starving too.
So I'm completely overpowered by my thoughts of wanting to eat something at all times. And one of the hardest parts of hanging out with Ashley, because every other part of it is a joy, but one part of that is difficult of hanging out with Ashley is that Ashley drinks soda like I drink soda. Like, she drinks soda all the time.
Right.
Yeah, she drinks soda instead of coffee. Mm-hmm. How many sodas do you say that you drink a day?
I really kind of keep it to one or two.
Is that true? Okay.
Mm-hmm. She brings a nice crisp one in.
Yeah. It's very crispy.
Yeah, and it's a large, right? So it's not like it's a small. I mean,
they're all the same price. So if I'm going to pay the same for a small, I'm going to get the large.
Do you drink it? Right.
I drink most of it.
Yeah. See, so, right. So it's like 32 ounces. Right, right. Right. Just enjoying it. I have been dreaming about soda. I have been dreaming about food. And it's just, it's taking me back. Like, I can only imagine, like, this is like what being pregnant is like, because I'm having cravings for things that I haven't eaten in years. Like, just, you know, as it pertains to the food, let's not get myself in trouble. But as it pertains to the food, I am dreaming of steakums. Which is, I haven't had a steak-em in probably, I don't know, 15 to 20 years.
I've never had a steak-em.
I mean, it's probably been longer, 20 to 25. Like, they're not a quality meat. I have not had a steak-em in forever. I had to get steak-ems at a friend's house. My parents wouldn't even buy them because they said they were so bad for me. And Twinkies. And then I've been walking by in grocery stores. They have these new Boston cream yodels. And I don't know what's going to happen here, but sooner or later, we might have to have a battle. Mm-hmm. Like, there might have to be a fight. There might have to be a resolution to this. What is the worst food that you used to eat regularly when you were a kid?
Well, I had 9 cavities when I was younger.
Oh, my gosh.
Fillings. I had a gold cap when I was a kid.
Wait
a
minute.
No.
Wait a minute. So is this one visit to the dentist? You had 9 cavities in one visit? Or, like, throughout the process of your childhood?
Right. All 4. I think they did in one day. They were like, let's just fill them just as a precaution.
Wow.
I had just, my mom said it was soft teeth. But I had a sweet tooth like no other. I took powdered sugar at one point and put it in my yogurt. She wouldn't see it.
Yeah.
I was like, I just got more.
So she wouldn't see it. Oh my
gosh. So I would
just
take any candy. I liked, like you said, Twinkies, butter, those butter nut things. Butter, what are they? The candies.
Nutter butter.
Nutter butters.
Or the peanut butter
cookies?
Bars.
The both of them. Whatever.
Yeah, funny anything.
Right.
Right. Anything that you could get. Anything that looked the same color as yogurt that
and I
your
could sneak it.
Parents were feeding you.
Yep.
I mean, that's almost like being in prison. Like, you were mixing it in.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's so the giveaway is when you put the pixie sticks in there. So then you get that color and that shows up. That's a dead giveaway.
Gold cap, huh?
Oh,
I mean,
like
60-pound little Julie. You're lucky you didn't get kidnapped by somebody. They were like, give me your teeth.
Give me the gold.
Yeah. Justin, terrible food you ate as a kid.
Fluffernutters.
Oh, gosh.
Fluffernutters, that was like a regular lunch staple for us. Mom would make the peanut butter and the marshmallow fluff. Usually the white bread.
I would make it so thick.
Yeah. And what I would do when I was able to get away with it was I would put chocolate chips on it too. So I would like really, really elevate my sandwich.
So he was sneaking stuff too.
Yeah. I would smear the peanut butter on it and with a knife, and then I would take for the fluff, I would just take the largest spoon we had in the drawer and I would take a scoop of it and I would slap it right in the middle of the bread because you can't move it around.
No,
you can't flatten it out of the bread, it'll rip the bread.
Yep.
So I would just take a huge scoop of it, slap it in the middle of the other piece of bread and then slam them together. That fluffernutter would be like an inch and a half deep.
What does it matter?
It was like a ribeye.
You ripped the bread. It was purely ornamental anyway.
All right, Ashley. So you were such a saint as a child. What was the terrible thing that you were eating?
I kind of was. I've never even had a fluffernutter. I'm doing terrible here.
That
but
is terrible.
I think my staple lunch was a bologna sandwich, which those aren't good for you.
Were you in prison? Okay. What else?
Do you remember Cape Cod cheddar popcorn?
Mm-hmm.
We know the chips, but the cheddar popcorn, I'd house a bag of that.
Okay.
And then it was usually between oatmeal cream pies and devil dogs.
Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, both of those were great.
Wow.
Yeah. I could open up that package of oatmeal cream pies and go three deep in.
I haven't had one since I was a kid because oatmeal cream pies and blue raspberry pixie sticks.
Yeah.
Right. I OD'd on those one day and yeah. I haven't had them since.
Yeah. Once you have to go to the hospital or get a gold cap, there's an issue. I've been trying to make better choices, and sometimes when you make, like, you know, these big abrupt changes to your behaviors or your food or whatever, what I'm finding is like it will haunt you a little bit. Ashley's in this week. Ashley, I've been fasting and I quit smoking, and so, you know, at this point right now, like, it's affecting my dreams, it's affecting my thoughts or whatever. The only thing that helps with the cigarettes is my distraction by being starving. So thinking about these foods that I'm craving now, it's weird because it's like launching into my childhood, and it's all the things, the terrible foods that I would never put in my body right now, but I want them again.
I understand that. I mean, I'm still perplexed that you would opt to do both at the same time. That just seems like torture.
Yeah, well, I need
beyond
torture.
That
I need punishment and discipline for my body. That's the only way that this is going to work for me this time.
This is making up for the things you've done in past lives. This is your punishment?
No, this life. Yeah. Patrick, what was that food that you ate as a kid? Terrible for you, but you couldn't get enough.
I'll go first with Doritos, combining the Cool Ranch and the nacho cheese together for lunch.
I mean, who even comes up with that? Like, you're like the kid in front of the Slurpee machine that you're like, I'm going to get a little bit of each flavor. You're an anarchist.
Yeah, I technically was. And I also do Malamars with ice cream.
I miss the 3D Doritos. Remember those?
Yeah.
Those are amazing.
Yes, I do.
You liked those, huh?
I loved those.
I felt like they were short-lived. I like the actual texture. I don't know, man. You inspired me. The next time I see two of those bags together, I think I'm putting them both on the tray, and I'm going to have to try it.
If you want a good one, though, mix up the spicy sweet chili with the barbecue. That's really good.
Oh, good night.
He's a connoisseur, this guy. Look at him. Keisha, what was the worst food for you that you ate regularly as a kid?
So this doesn't really count as a food, but it was candy. The homemade Fun Dip. Did you ever make that? It's where you take sugar and you put it in a Ziploc bag, and then you add in a pack or two packs of Kool-Aid, and you shake it all up, and you use your finger like the sucker. I used to make that all the time. I'm surprised I didn't get cavities until college.
I mean, that sounds like some straight up Breaking Bad stuff right there. That's.
I'm sitting here like, why did I never know about this?
Right.
That's brilliant.
Why? I would have just had my tongue in the bag, right?
Yeah, cut out the middleman. What's the bag doing here?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, it was. And you can make whatever flavor you felt like as long as there was a Kool-Aid pack of it.
Man, terrible for you. Wow. Dan, what was that terrible food you ate as a kid? But you ate it anyways, like crazy.
I used to make homemade funnel cake, but the thing was that we added sugar, but extra sugar. It was like so much sugar that it, like, you couldn't even see the funnel cake, and it tasted so good. It was literally like the best thing like you can ever eat. And I ate it all the time. I ate it at least like three times a week. I was just in love with that sugary funnel cake.
I think the only time I have funnel cake is if I go to a fair.
I'm not sure I've had funnel cake. I don't think so.
No,
because it's different than fried dough, right?
But it's sugar topped.
It's really good.
That's all it is. It's just fried dough with sugar. I'm pretty sure. I mean, you could put toppings on it. I mean, you've had fried dough with powdered sugar.
Yeah.
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 It's not my preference, though.
Clearly, it was his.
I like it with the marinara.
You give me enough sugar with anything. I mean, that's really the rule, right?
Yeah, just put it on a 2x4.
I used to sleep over at a friend's house, and we would make, the powdered iced tea mix. And we would put so much iced tea and sugar mix in it that it was like the spoon would stand up when you were stirring it. And you would drink a couple glasses of that and you'd be up all night long.
Ugh.
Playing computer games on his Commodore 64. Now that'll date me.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.